It's amazing. I'm absolutely delighted, really chuffed to receive this award. And I think it's recognition of how much progress we've made and how the huge support that Gordon's Fight Back, my campaign, has received over the last few months. We've raised hundreds of thousands of pounds, over £400,000, and we've made big changes to the law to make things better for people like me who are living with motor neurone disease.
And how's your health been lately? Give us an update on that.
Motor neurone disease is a terminal progressive condition, so I'm always getting worse. My body's kind of shutting down around me. My muscles are weakening all the time. So things are getting more difficult. Things are getting much more difficult. So I just need to accept more help. I just need some. I spend more time with my carers. They do more and more for me. They get me up out of bed. They shower me. They wash me. They dry me. They help feed me. They do so much for me now because my body is just so, so weak.
You've now raised over £400,000. Did you ever expect that when you first started out?
I didn't expect to raise anything like £400,000. I think my first target that I set on my Just Giving page was £1,000. But my story seems to just touch people. People want to, complete strangers, people I've never met, they're putting their hands in their pocket, they're texting to donate, they're doing what they can. And you know, the more money we raise, the quicker we'll find a cure. And that's what I'm determined to do.
Now, you've achieved a lot, but what else is on your to-do list, to achieve list?
Next on the agenda is a living wage for care workers. They are the people that get me up in the morning. They help me wash, dry, get dressed, feed me. They do so much for me. They make my life worth living. So I think it's only right that they get paid a living wage.
You've met the First Minister. She's made some promises around nursing. Are the government delivering on that? What else could they do?
The government are delivering. I wish it was faster. We don't have the doubling of the MND specialist nurses in place yet. So fingers crossed that'll happen early next year. But next, I want a living wage for care workers.
It's obviously very frightening being diagnosed with MND. Is there any progress on a cure?
There is progress. You know, you read online and in the papers, kind of small progress. Things are taking baby steps forward, but we need to invest in research. We need to fundraise. We need to invest in research like never before. The more we invest in research, the quicker we will find a cure for the thing that's killing me. It might be too late for me, but we can and we must find a cure for future generations.